This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mariupol, the battered port city in southern Ukraine, appears on the verge of falling to the Russians, but Ukrainian fighters are holding on. The AP's Julie Walker.
A win would give Moscow a crucial success following its failure to storm the Ukrainian capital and the sinking of its Black Sea flagship. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal tells ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos they're prepared to end the war through diplomacy if possible, but reject Russia's ultimatum to surrender.
We will not leave our country, our families, our land, so we will fight absolutely till the end, till the win in this war.
I'm Julie Walker.
Mass shootings over the weekend, two in South Carolina and one in Pittsburgh. That one left two 17-year-olds dead. Dozens of people were wounded. Pittsburgh Police Commander John Fisher.
Other than the two deceased, most of the people were in stable condition. And besides the gunshot victims, we have people, I believe there were two that had broken legs from jumping out of windows.
He talked to WTAE-TV in Pittsburgh. Investigators there believe there were multiple shooters. It's Monday, and it's also tax day. The IRS expects millions of last-minute filings. Nina Tross, who's with the National Society of Tax Professionals, says if you haven't filed your taxes by now, you're better off filing an extension. The IRS has record low staffing this year. Today, the Biden administration is issuing requirements for how projects funded by the $1 trillion infrastructure package source their construction material. The guidance requires that the material purchased, whether it's for a bridge or a highway, for example, be produced within the U.S. Shanghai, China is reporting three COVID deaths, the first COVID deaths in the latest outbreak there. This is AP News. Congress is looking for a compromise to boost the computer chip industry. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
A continuing global computer chip shortage has made it harder for consumers to get their hands on cars, computers, and other modern-day necessities. So Congress is looking to boost chip manufacturing and research in the U.S. with billions of federal dollars. Both the House and Senate have passed major legislation on the matter, and the bills are one of the final opportunities before the November election for lawmakers to show they're addressing the issue. But there are big differences between the two bills. Democrats will need support from 10 Republican senators to get the bill signed into law. I'm Shelley Adler.
Ski resorts are cheering. A spring storm brought several feet of snow to the Sierra Nevada and rained parts of the San Francisco Bay Area, with more stormy weather expected this week. Lake Tahoe resorts report significant snowfall. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.